in Lubbock's First News, Tom and Laura in the house with us, Melissa Pierce. CASA, court-appointed special advocates. You have a function coming up this weekend. We have been talking about kids aging out of the foster system and what happens to them on several different occasions over the past month or so. And so we're going to get a little insight on that this weekend.
Yes, we're having a movie Monday, or a movie in May, and we're inviting three local youth who have aged out of the foster care system to come and speak after we watch a documentary on kids who have aged out of the system. This documentary was filmed in Montana, and we want these kids to watch it, see what their thoughts are, and then talk about just what they experienced here.
When and where is the movie?
It's called From Place to Place. It's going to be at the Luca Firehouse Theater, which is in the Arts District on Avenue K. It's right there by the Civic Center for people who haven't been there.
Do you have to get a...
What day? Did we say the day?
Saturday night.
At 7 p.m. No tickets. It's free. We want people just to come and watch it. And then listen to these kids and see. One of them is a student at Tech. Currently, she's about to graduate. Another one is, I'm not sure what year she is in, but then another one is married with a young child and is just a wonderful, wonderful young man. And I'm so excited to have people hear these kids and just what their experience has been right here in Lubbock.
Right. Because that's been a question of mine is, you know, we have all these programs for the kids until they are 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn 18, and do we just kick them out?
Hasta la vista, baby.
See ya, good luck.
There are some programs that are being started. For example, Sandra Song, have y'all heard of that here?
Mm-hmm.
She's helping them with her program. And so there are organizations who help these kids. There's a transition center and places that are doing what they can, but there are so many kids aging out of the system that they, as you know, just like CASA, don't have enough people
can't
to help.
Keep up.
More money, more people.
Well, you're talking about the success stories of these kids that are going to be speaking. Not that they didn't have, you know, a lot of trials and tribulation and stuff like that, but they don't always, and more often than not, they don't work out.
Only 2% of the kids take advantage of the free college tuition, and Lakia is one of the students who's taking advantage of that. And she is just amazing, just visiting with her and what her story is and, you know, other she's not the only one in her family who's been through this, but she's amazing. Hmm. And I think of how easy my life was compared to hers, and I just can't wait to see what she does with hers. I know she's going to go places.
Okay. Let's back up a second here. They get free college tuition. How's that work?
It's written into it's law here in Texas. If you're in the if you age out of the foster care system, you get to go to a Texas institution for free, a Texas university.
Wow,
for
I was
free.
Unaware of that.
Mm-hmm. But only 2% take advantage of it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because they've got other, they're trying to figure out how to live. They've
right.
been, they've aged out of the system now. What, where do you go?
They're in survival mode,
mm-hmm,
kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And so are these people that are part of this 2%, are these people that we know of here personally that are, you know, succeeding and thriving? Are those people that had, you know, a lot more intervention or quote unquote foster parents that were really involved and really trying to give them a leg up and love them like just a normal kid?
And they'll have to answer that. One of the girls did have a good lady there by her side, a good foster mom. One of the youth was in the young man was in a foster home, and he told me he was very combative and just a very angry young man when he was growing up. And he I didn't go to college, but he is a very responsible young adult.
Hmm. So
that's great.
I'm just kind of wondering if there's any statute. Is there a statute of limitations on the college education thing? I'd be interested to find that out.
Well, and
what's
sad is we found out about one of the girls. She visited with our executive director, and she's going to Tech, but at Christmas they have to close the dorms. Pardon me. And so she stayed in a hotel over Christmas.
Oh.
Because
I
where
hate
was she?
That.
Where was she going to go? And
right.
so she had to find the cheapest hotel she could afford and go stay there. And our executive director said, "Well, had I have known, I would have brought her to my house. She I know many people would open up their homes to these students who don't have a place to go because they are trying to make their lives better."
So how can we know about people like that? Because I know we would open our home to someone during the holidays. And
well, they had a student group, and it broke up, and so now they're trying to form another student group. And I'll visit with her this weekend and see what the status of that group is right now. But to try to get other foster youth at Tech organized.
Okay, first of all, let's go ahead and rehash Saturday night, Firehouse Theater, Luca. The name of the movie is?
From Place to Place, and it's at 7 p.m. And the reason everything is free is because First Capital Bank is underwriting the whole event for that night. So we'll have popcorn, a cash bar. We'll have some of the videos for sale afterwards. But it's 7 to approximately 9:15.
Okay. And let's go to the next logical question. You guys are always needing volunteers. You hear Bart Reger teamed up with Cliff Kingsbury talking about needing CASA volunteers. You guys are, man, we're in a deep hole here. We need a lot more volunteers. And, and this is the kind of stuff that you can help with, you know, keeping kids on the right track, making sure that they get some, at least some sort of guidance, and you can advocate for them to try and make sure they take advantage or have the opportunity or know about all the opportunities that face forward.
Yes, and we're using this as a recruitment opportunity for CASA because Lakia and Jacinto, two of the three youth, had a CASA in their life. And so we're going to visit with people about CASA and what we do and let them know that we're advocates and not foster care and what they can do to be a part of the training that starts on May 22nd.
All right, Melissa Pierce, CASA court-appointed special advocates. Also, just want to mention and tease that CASA's for CASA coming up in July. And Tom and Lauren, KFYO, we got something big going on with CASA's
yes,
for CASA.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be neat.
Are we not allowed to say what it is yet?
No, not yet. Oh, okay. It's never been done before. Let's put it that way. Not like this.
That's
not like
right.
this.